When a company falls on hard times, a prospective buyer often emerges who's willing to assume the company's problems at a good price. And the National Hockey League now appears to fit into the category of distressed business. A Boston investment firm this week offered to pay $3.5 billion for the NHL. It was the first such offer for a major sports league. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins me now, as he does most Fridays. Welcome.
Hi, Robert.
Stefan, and I guess everything has its price, even a professional sports league. At the very least, it seems to be a pretty bold move. How would it work for somebody to buy the entire National Hockey League?
Well, they would turn it into what's known in the sports business as a single entity. They'd buy all 30 NHL teams for various prices, depending on what each one is worth. The league then would set team budgets, they'd pool revenue, they'd run the business as a single unit. The teams, though, would operate their hockey side on their own, but within a budget. By doing this, you'd eliminate all the business competition among franchises, and that would cut down on teams competing with each other for players, and it would keep costs in control, which is what sports leagues want to do these days. Now, other sports leagues are run along these lines. Major League Soccer, the Women's National Basketball Association, a professional lacrosse league, the failed XFL Football League, but of course none of those are major leagues.
Well, is it a reputable offer?
It is not a prank. These guys are not only reputable, but they are respected. The two parties that brought this to the NHL are Game Plan, which is a Boston sports investment banker. One of its partners is the former NFL wide receiver named Randy Vataha. And the money behind it is Bain Capital Partners, which has $24 billion in assets under management. And one of its top executives, Steve Pagliuca, is a co-owner of the Boston Celtics.
Now, the backdrop to all this is that the National Hockey League, a couple of weeks ago, canceled what was left of the 2004-2005 season because of a labor dispute with the players. What does it say that somebody would make an offer to buy the whole league, and what does it say that the NHL is actually willing to listen to them?
Well, it says that the buyer's got a lot of chutzpah, but it also says that the NHL is just foundering. Bain and Game Plan say that they believe that the league is underperforming, that it's an undervalued asset, and they can do a better job of running it and make money even. Now, the league's assets, the 30 franchises, have depreciated enormously because of the loss of this season, the lockout, and lots of management steps over the last decade that have resulted in losses totaling $500 million over the last two seasons alone. Now, this proposal came to the NHL last summer when it looked like the league was going to have a labor problem. The NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman, sat on it until now, and I think he just had an obligation to at least put it in front of the owners. $3.5 billion is a lot of money. On the other hand, one NFL, National Football League franchise, sold for $800 million, and Toys R Us is on the market right now for a reported $3 to $3.5 billion.
If this were actually to happen, the owners would sell out to this single entity, and the players would have to negotiate all with a single owner. Not a very good deal for them.
No, it would be awful for them, and in effect, this is the NHL saying to the players, well, you didn't like our last labor proposal? Wait till you meet your new bosses. Whether this is realistic or not is anybody's guess. There are enormous hurdles here, from how much franchises are worth to labor issues to antitrust issues, but it sure is interesting to talk about.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thanks, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.